Timothy, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. We're talking about keeping ourselves fit physically, mentally. All of that fitness plays a part in our lives. And I wanted to ask you about tips for staying calm and well when you're in a stressful work environment. No matter how great work is, there are peaks and valleys, and there are moments where it gets intense. And sometimes you need to be able to calm down. So what would you recommend for staying sane when things get crazy at work?
Okay. Just for your own productivity, because, you know, meeting the statistics was something I struggled with on every corporate America job I ever had. But just balancing what you know you need to do versus what you're expected to do and what you're capable to do. I ran across a resource in a book one time, and I forget what book it was, but it was a great self-help title. And basically they got to the point of this: you should work like it all depends on you, but realize that nothing does. So if you can use that to balance in your own mind, you know, just work like, yes, it does depend on you, but realize that there's so many things out of your control that you really, at the end of the day, you're not 100% responsible for how things turned out. So just do your best and be satisfied with what comes. And on the bad days, just try to laugh it off. Just try to keep your head. Just try to not worry about things you can't control. If you have a boss, though, that is holding you accountable for things you have no control over, then it may be time to get a new boss. If your boss is not understanding that you are a human being and you have your limits, then you probably need to find new employment or a new manager. So that's something to keep in mind. Also, just to help with just the battling the insanity of workplaces and how stressful that it can be, if you can, get away to yourself for a while. Like, even in Jesus's ministry, he took time for solitude. So this is a very human, good thing to do. So if you can, go on a short walk around your building or your business campus, and you can always eat alone at lunch. You know, just excuse yourself and take some time at a park bench or a picnic table outside your office or whatever you have, or a quiet corner, but just take some me time.
Yeah, that's very important to do, and fresh air is always good for clearing the head a little bit.
Absolutely.
What about when you've got your coworkers and it feels like somebody's always popping over and you don't want to be rude at all? It's great to have people stop and say hi and want to share things, but how can you let them know in a nice way that, hey, this is interrupting my work style right now? And how can you convey that? You have any suggestions for that?
So I think it's important to communicate clearly and set good boundaries. And I think when you set the boundaries, you also need to do, you need to know what you're going to do if those boundaries are crossed. And honestly, sometimes you may have to avoid your coworkers who want to chat with you while you are trying to be productive. I think in extreme cases, you should get management involved, not to target the person, but to just say, hey, you know, I would love to be as productive for you as I possibly can be. These are some things I'm running into. Do you have any suggestions on how I can protect my quality time so that I can give my best to the company and to you? And also, when you're communicating with your coworkers, you can always say, hey, you know, I'm right in the middle of this. And when I get done, or when I get to this point, I will be right with you, so that you acknowledge them and you acknowledge their needs. But you also set a boundary that, hey, my stuff comes first. I'm going to protect my four corners, and I'm going to attend to the things that I need to attend to, and then I'll give you my time.
All right. Good tips from Amity Farr of Simple Fly Life. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Trina.